Welcome to my podcast, in which I'm going to talk about what I wish I had known at the beginning of this semester. Beginning of a semester can be an uneasy time. There are students trying to crash and add courses in order to fill out their schedule and graduate on time, students trying to figure out if the classes they are in are the right fit for them, and much more anxiety than necessary for college-age kids. I remember the beginning of this semester was no different for me. I was not worried about having to crash or add any courses, but I was nervous that certain courses I enrolled in would prove to be too difficult for me. With this being my last semester, that possibility frightened me to my core, as it would mean I didn't graduate on time. One of the courses I was especially nervous about was Business 1 120G. I had ended up enrolling in this course because I needed another accounting elective, and due to the pandemic, the options were limited. Because of the limited options, I seemingly chose at random and decided on Bus 1 120G. I was not even sure what the class was at the time. All I was concerned with was that it would satisfy the elective requirement I needed. On the first day of class, I finally learned what the class I had enrolled in really was, Programming and Systems Development in AIS. Quickly learned that this was essentially an introductory course to programming, which I knew nothing about and never thought I would know anything about. I found myself filled with nerves that the course would be too difficult for me since it was such a foreign concept. Having now almost completed the semester, there are a few things I wish I could have told my past self in order to help prepare me for what's to come. First off, I would have tried to explain what the class was, as opposed to going into it without knowing anything. I would have also tried to express how important it is to, quote, eat your vegetables. Lastly, I would have liked to tell myself about the effectiveness of the trial and error method when writing a program. It is usually not a good idea to get involved with something before knowing exactly what it is you're getting involved with. The same rule applies to choosing what courses to take. At the time of choosing courses, I was blinded by the light of graduation and did not bother to learn what the courses were which I was choosing. Because of this, the first couple class meetings were very intimidating. I wish I could have told myself that yes, the courses will teach you how to write programs, but it'll do so at a manageable pace. I would have also said that this course is specifically for business students, and it is likely that not many others in the class have prior programming knowledge either. I remember thinking what a grave mistake I had made picking this course, and how I felt I did not belong in the class. I believe that knowing what the course was going to be, knowing I was not the only one without prior knowledge, and understanding that the course was designed for students like me would have not only helped me prepare for this course, but would have also helped ease my nerves in those first few weeks. Another piece of advice I would have liked to tell myself at the beginning of the semester is the importance of eating your vegetables. Professor Huerta does not make practice programs mandatory. Instead, she encourages students to complete them for their own sake, as opposed to for the sake of grade. Huerta uses the analogy of eating your vegetables to explain this importance. People don't usually like to eat their vegetables, but it is very important to do so to ensure that you're getting the nutrients needed. Doing the practice problems is very similar to that. Students don't often want to do extra work if it is not required for a grade, but doing so here is very important to fully understand the material and pass the course. I believe that had I fully understood this lesson, I would have completed more and more of the practice problems and would have had a much better understanding in the course and a better grade than I do now. The last thing that I wish I could have told myself at the beginning of the semester is how effective the trial and error method is to writing and solving programs. During the first few weeks of programming, I felt like a fish on a bicycle, completely unsure about so many aspects of what I was trying to do. One of the things I discovered later in the semester that helped me a lot with writing programs was how helpful trial and error was in getting a program to do what I wanted it to do. This involved making small changes to programs and then attempting to run them and doing so over and over again until the desired output was given. Once I learned the trial and error method, I began to succeed at a much higher rate in writing programs, and I would advise any new programmers to use this method. Had I known all of these things at the beginning of the semester, I believe that I would have been a much more successful student in this class than I actually have been. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Don't forget to like and subscribe down below.
Goodbye.